Attorney Stephen Hampton frequently takes on the Delaware Department of Correction, but says civil cases charging excessive force almost always end in dismissal or settlement. So Hampton was delighted when a jury decided Corporal Eben Boyce committed assault and battery and violated Jake Fox's constitutional rights. Jurors awarded Fox $65,000.
These are difficult cases, as you can imagine. People either in pretrial lockup or fully incarcerated don't always get the benefit of the doubt. But jury heard the case and I think rightly so, found that my client was credible and that theirs was less so.
Fox was in Sussex County Courthouse in 2012 for arraignment on a burglary charge when he exchanged words with Boyce. Fox contends he politely asked Boyce what the guard had said, but was picked up and slammed headfirst to the floor. He needed 9 stitches and was so dazed his court hearing was postponed. Boyce claimed Fox raised his arms in a threatening manner, so he took him down. Jeff Klopp, president of the Correctional Officers Union, disagrees with the verdict.
It's discouraging that someone like Mr. Hampton would use his energies in this manner when it could be far more productive by helping to get innocent inmates out of jail instead of trying to collect a paycheck.
Boyce was not charged criminally, and officials won't say whether he was disciplined, but he has been promoted to lieutenant. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.